Lesson 30, Adam on Diamond. Purpose, to help the children look forward to and prepare for the second coming of Jesus Christ and the millennium. Preparation, 1. Prayerfully study the historical accounts given in this lesson and the following. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 43, verses 20 through 23. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 45, verses 32, 39 through 40, and 44 and 45. Refer also to Doctrine and Covenants, Section 29, verses 9 through 11, and Section 45, verses 55 through 59, and Section 101, verses 22 through 34, Section 107, verses 53 through 56, and Section 115, verses 7 through 10, and Section 116. Then study the lesson and decide how you want to teach the children the scriptural and historical accounts. See Preparing Your Lessons, pages Roman numeral 6 and 7, and Teaching the Scriptural and Historical Accounts, pages Roman numeral 7 through 9. 2. Additional reading, Matthew chapter 24, verse 36, Acts chapter 1, verses 9 through 11, Doctrine and Covenants, Section 49, verse 7, and Gospel Principles, number 31110, chapters 41, 43, and 44. 3. Select the discussion questions and enrichment activities that will involve the children and best help them achieve the purpose of the lesson. 4. Make small word strips of the following words: first, wife, garden, fruit, cast out, mortal, children. 5. Materials needed. A. A Doctrine and Covenants for each child. B. A Bible. C. Map of Missouri and surrounding area found at the end of the lesson. D. Picture 5-28. The Second Coming, Gospel Art Picture Kit, 238-62562. Suggested lesson development. Invite a child to give the opening prayer. Attention activity. Write the name Adam on the chalkboard. Who was Adam? Have the children take turns choosing one of the small word strips you have prepared and telling what they know about Adam, using the words as reminders. Give help as needed. Be sure the following points are mentioned. Adam was the first man God placed on the earth. Adam and his wife Eve lived in the Garden of Eden. After they partook of the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, they were cast out of the garden. They became mortal and were able to have children. Explain that in this lesson, the children will learn things about Adam that were revealed to Joseph Smith. Scriptural and historical accounts. Teach the children about the growth of the church in northern Missouri and the events that occurred at Adam on Diamond, as described in the following historical accounts and Doctrine and Covenants, Section 107, verses 53 through 56, and Section 115, verses 7 through 10, and Section 116. Show the picture and map at appropriate times. Then teach the children what life will be like during the millennium, as described in the following. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 45, verses 55 through 59. Refer also to Section 101, verses 22 through 34. The Church Grows in Far West. Members of the church had been driven out of Jackson County, Missouri, but in 1836, they received permission from government authorities to move to northern Missouri and begin a new county. This county was to have a 6-mile strip of unsettled land around it so that church members and non-members could remain separated. The Saints moved into this area and built a central city called Far West with other towns around it. Back in Kirtland, Ohio, there were many problems, especially with former church members who had become bitter enemies of the prophet. In January 1838, Joseph Smith was warned that some men who wanted to take over the church were planning to kill him. Joseph needed to leave Kirtland, and the church in Far West needed help getting organized. So Joseph and Emma Smith moved to Far West. Joseph Smith's enemies did not want him to leave Kirtland, so some friends helped Joseph sneak out of town. They hid him in a large box and put the box in an ox cart. Then they drove the cart out of town without the prophet's enemies knowing he was in the cart. When he was safely out of town, Joseph got out of the box, mounted his horse, and rode toward Far West with Sidney Rigdon. They traveled about 60 miles, waited for their families to join them, and then continued on. Their enemies, armed with guns, pursued them for more than 200 miles but could not catch them. The saints at Far West sent out wagons and supplies to meet the prophet and his group and gratefully welcomed them to Far West. A few months after Joseph Smith arrived in Far West, he received a revelation commanding the saints to build a temple there. The Lord told the saints to begin building the temple on July 4, 1838. Doctrine and Covenants, section 115, verses 8 through 10. On the morning of July 4th, the Mormon militia, a small local army, church leaders, and church members formed a great procession. Marching to music, they went to the temple site and formed a circle. Sidney Rigdon spoke, after which the crowd shouted Hosanna, and Solomon Hancock sang a song composed for the occasion by Levi W. Hancock. The prophet Joseph then supervised the laying of the four cornerstones for the temple. Joseph Smith receives revelations about Adam on Diamond. One day in May, 1838, the prophet and some other men were looking for places to build other cities for the saints to live in. They came to a place called Spring Hill, where Joseph received another revelation. Doctrine and Covenants, section 116. The Lord told Joseph that his name for Spring Hill was Adam on Diamond. Orson Pratt later said this name means Valley of God, where Adam dwelt, in the original language spoken by Adam. Journal of Discourses, Volume 18, page 343. Write Adam on Diamond on the chalkboard. According to Joseph Smith, Adam on Diamond is where God talked with Adam and the place where Adam offered up sacrifices to the Lord. At Adam on Diamond, Adam called his family together before he died so he could bless them. Refer to Doctrine and Covenants, section 107, verses 53 through 56. Adam on Diamond will also be an important place in the future. Near the time of Christ's second coming, Adam will come again to Adam on Diamond and hold a great council. All the prophets who have held keys of priesthood authority upon the earth will come to this council to give a report of their work to Adam. Jesus Christ will then come to Adam on Diamond, and Adam will return the priesthood keys to him. Christ will then return to earth to begin the millennium, the 1,000 years when Christ will live on and reign over the earth. This information about Adam on Diamond was very exciting to members of the church. Joseph Smith said the area should be a gathering place for the saints who were moving to Missouri from Kirtland. Many saints moved to Adam on Diamond during the summer of 1838. They considered it a great blessing to live where Adam had lived. The Millennium. As you discuss with the children what life on earth will be like during the millennium, explain the following points. From Doctrine and Covenants, section 101, verses 22 through 34. You may want to have the children look up the verses in their own scriptures. Everyone will be able to see the Savior. Refer to verse 23. All the wicked will be destroyed. Refer to verse 24. People and animals will live in peace. Refer to verse 26. Satan will not have power to tempt anyone. Refer to verse 28. There will be neither sorrow nor death. Refer to verse 29. A person will grow old, then be changed suddenly from mortal to immortal life. Refer to verses 30 and 31. The Lord will reveal all things about the earth and heaven, including how the earth was created and what will become of it. Refer to verses 32 through 34. Discussion and application questions. Study the following questions and the scripture references as you prepare your lesson. Use the questions you feel will best help the children understand the scriptures and apply the principles in their lives. Reading and discussing the scriptures with the children in class will help them gain personal insights. Why was the area known as Spring Hill so important? Doctrine and Covenants, Section 107, verses 53 through 56. Refer also to Doctrine and Covenants, Section 116. How do you think the members of the church felt when they found out that Adam had lived there? What events occurred long ago at Adam on Diomon? Refer to Doctrine and Covenants, Section 107, verses 53 through 56. Point out that Adam was 927 years old at the time he blessed his family and predicted what would happen to his posterity. What future event will take place at Adam on Diomon? Adam will come again. Refer to Doctrine and Covenants, Section 116. Explain that Christ will also come to Adam on Diomon to receive the keys of the priesthood authority back from Adam and the other prophets in preparation for his second coming and the beginning of the millennium. What do we mean by the second coming of Jesus Christ? Explain that when Jesus first came to live on the earth, he came as a baby, but when he comes again, he will be an adult. Remind the children that after his death and resurrection, Christ appeared to his apostles and then ascended into heaven. Two angels appeared and told the apostles that someday Jesus would return to earth the same way he left. Acts chapter 1, verses 9 through 11. Doctrine and Covenants, section 45, verse 44. Refer also to Doctrine and Covenants, section 29, verse 11. Since that time, people have been looking forward to the second coming of Jesus to the earth. When will the second coming take place? Doctrine and Covenants, section 29, verses 9 through 11. Explain that the hour is nigh means that it is coming soon, but no one except Heavenly Father knows exactly when it will be. Matthew chapter 24, verse 36. Doctrine and Covenants, section 49, verse 7. Why is it good that we do not know when Jesus will come? How long will the Savior rule over the earth when he comes again? Refer to Doctrine and Covenants, section 29, verse 11. What will this thousand-year period be called? Doctrine and Covenants, section 43, verse 30. What will happen to righteous people when Jesus comes again? Doctrine and Covenants, section 45, verses 45 and 57 through 59. Why should we look forward to the second coming of Jesus Christ and to the millennium? Refer to Doctrine and Covenants, section 45, verses 39 and 44. Explain that in verse 39, fear means a feeling of reverence. Help the children realize that those who love and obey the Savior and are waiting for Him to come will be blessed. How can we prepare ourselves for the Savior's second coming? Refer to Doctrine and Covenants, section 43, verses 20 through 23, section 45, verses 32 and 57. See Enrichment Activity 1. Enrichment Activities. You may use one or more of the following activities anytime during the lesson or as a review, summary, or challenge. 1. Prepare the following word strips describing ways we should prepare for the second coming and the millennium. Refer to Doctrine and Covenants, section 43, verses 20 through 23, and section 45, verses 32 and 57. Repent and be baptized. Stand in holy places. Receive the truth. Let the Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost, be your guide. Do not be deceived by Satan. Let a child choose a word strip. Read it to the class and display it on the chalkboard, table, or floor. Discuss with the children what the phrase on the word strip means and how they can prepare themselves in that way, for example, to stand in holy places. The children can live worthy to enter the temple, attend church, stay away from places with bad influences, and help keep a good feeling in their homes. 2. Write the following words or phrases on cards. Adam on Diomon, Second Coming, Millennium, Be Prepared. Turn the cards face down on the table or floor. Have the children take turns choosing a card and telling one thing they learned about that subject from the lesson. Have each child return the card and mix the cards up before the next child takes one. Continue until each child has had at least one turn and all the subjects have been discussed. 3. Make a copy of the drawings at the end of the lesson for each child, or draw similar illustrations on the chalkboard. Explain that each of these drawings represents one of the signs that will appear before the second coming of Jesus Christ. Have each child look up one or more of the following scriptures and identify which drawing represents the sign mentioned in the scripture. Doctrine and Covenants, section 29, verse 14. Doctrine and Covenants, section 29, verse 16. Doctrine and Covenants, section 29, verse 18. Doctrine and Covenants, section 45, verses 26 and 27. Doctrine and Covenants, section 45, verse 32. Doctrine and Covenants, section 45, verse 33. Assure the children that if we are trying to live the gospel, we do not need to fear the second coming. We will be protected so that we can do the things Heavenly Father wants us to do for Him, and we can look forward to being with Jesus Christ again. 4. Help the children memorize or review the 10th article of faith. 5. Sing or say the words to When He Comes Again, Children's Songbook, page 82. Conclusion. Testimony. Express your love and gratitude for the Savior, and explain how wonderful it will be when He comes to live on the earth once more. Encourage the children to prepare themselves for the second coming and the millennium by following Jesus Christ and obeying His commandments. Suggested home reading. Suggest that the children study Doctrine and Covenants, section 29, verses 10 and 11, and section 107, verses 53 through 56, at home as a review of this lesson. Suggested family sharing. Encourage the children to share with their families a specific part of the lesson, such as a story, question, or activity, or to read with their families the suggested home reading. Invite a child to give the closing prayer. End of Lesson 30, Adam on Diamond.